expressions he has spoken of that he picked up up there. And I've heard him speak of Scallions.
I didn't know what they were when I first went to a grocery store. I saw signs about scallions, but I was always afraid to ask anybody what they were. When I say butter beans, what kind of a bean do you think of?
A lima bean.
And so a lima bean and a butter bean are the same
thing?
They are
one and the same to me.
Do you say green beans or string beans or snap beans or snaps?
Now, either of those three, but never snaps.
Never snaps. Well, is there any one of those three that sounds more natural than others?
Green bean is the most acceptable term, I think.
Now, what about the tops on things like turnips and so forth that you eat?
They are greens.
And what do you call the cover on ear of corn?
That's the shuck.
And what do you call corn that you cook and eat on the cob?
Corn on the cob.
And what do you call this thing, you might go out and on a damp morning and pick them up off the ground and eat their edible. There are several different kinds of them. But you have to be able to tell them from something else that looks just like, that looks sort of like them.
Oh, you have reference to frog stools?
Yes. And the kind that you eat, or you call, you started to say it, I just wanted you to...
I was fixing to say the wrong thing. Mushrooms is what
yes.
I want to say.
This big bird that hoots.
An owl?
Do you, what about the smaller kind of owl that you might hear at night sometimes around outside? I don't know whether you have any of them around here.
Bats.
Well, now this is another owl. It's a kind of owl. There's a big one.
Is there a chimney owl? Is that what you have reference to?
No, I was thinking of what some, he has different names in different parts of the country. Some people call him a screech owl, some call him a screech owl.
I have heard of those, but I thought it was just that they meant owl.
Mm. Well, I think
I didn't know there was
kind.
Really a difference.
Yes, they're different kinds.
I'm not up on the owls.
Well, there aren't any owls probably around here.
But we do have bats around here sometimes in the summer.
Mm-hmm. What about this little thing? Lives in a creek. It has two claws. Looks sort of like a tiny lobster.
A frog?
No, he has two claws out here. I was thinking of crawfish.
Yeah.
Well, you probably use that term, I suppose.
Crawfish. And this, what is a crayfish?
Same thing. They're just two different words for the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Crawfish is more general around here, I'm sure.
This tiny animal that's... do you have any squirrels around here?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a kind of squirrel. Well, he's related to the squirrel anyway. He's small. And he has a couple of stripes down his back. And he runs along the ground and eats nuts.
A mole?
No, this one doesn't go under the ground like a mole. He's a real cute little fellow, as a matter of fact. They don't seem to grow very large.
You surely wouldn't be talking about a skunk.
No.
I don't know.
I'm thinking of what I call a chipmunk and what some people call a ground squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of those words do you use?
Chipmunk. Mm-hmm.
And then this kind of a frog that you might see hopping around out here in the summertime.
Bullfrog? Is that what you have read?
Well, this one, I think the bullfrog stays around
the water.
But this one lives on dry land all the time.
My niece would have to help me out with the frog. She has them.
Well, I was thinking of a toad.
Yes.
Or some places they call it a toad frog.
Yes.